Chapter 71. March 2014. A concert at Wembley Arena. Walking on stage, I suffered the typical panic attack. I made my way to the centre, clenched my fists, spat out the speech. There were 14,000 young faces before me, gathered for We Day. Maybe I'd have been less nervous if I'd concentrated more on them, but I was having a proper Me Day. Thinking about the last time I'd given a speech under this roof. 10th anniversary of Mummy's death. I'd been nervous then too, but not like this. I hurried off, wiping the shine from my face and staggering up to my seat to join Cress. She saw me and blanched. "You're okay?" "Yeah, yeah." But she knew. We watched the other speakers. That is, she watched. I tried to catch my breath. The next morning, our photo was in all the papers and splashed online. Someone tipped off the Royal Correspondents to where we were sitting, and at long last, we were outed. After nearly 2 years of secretly dating, we were revealed to be a couple. Odd, we said, that it should be such big news. We'd been photographed before, skiing in Verbier. But these photos landed differently. Maybe because this was the first time she'd joined me at a royal engagement. As a result, we became less clandestine, and that felt like a plus. Several days later, we went to Twickenham, watched England play Wales, got papped, and didn't even bother to talk about it. Soon after, we left on a skiing holiday with friends to Kazakhstan, got papped again, and didn't even know. We were too distracted. Skiing was so sacred for us, so symbolic, especially after our previous skiing holiday in Switzerland, when she'd miraculously opened me up. It happened late one night after a long day on the slopes and a fun time at Après Ski. We'd gone back to my cousin's chalet where we were staying, and Cress was washing her face, brushing her teeth, while I was sitting on the edge of the bath. We were talking about nothing special, as I recall, but suddenly she asked about my mother. Unique. A girlfriend asking about my mother. But it was also the way she asked. Her tone was just the right blend of curiosity and compassion. The way she reacted to my answer was just right too. Surprised, concerned, with no judgment. Maybe other factors were at play as well. The alchemy of physical fatigue and Swiss hospitality. The fresh air and alcohol. Maybe it was the softly falling snow outside the windows, or the culmination of 17 years of suppressed grief. Maybe it was maturity. Whatever the reason or combination of reasons, I answered her. Straight out. And then started to cry. I remember thinking, "Oh, I'm crying." And saying to her, "This is the first time I've..." Cressida leaned towards me. "What do you mean, first time?" "This is the first time I've been able to cry about my mum since the burial." Wiping my eyes, I thanked her. She was the first person to help me across that barrier, to help me unleash the tears. It was cathartic. It accelerated our bond and added an element rare in past relationships. Immense gratitude. I was indebted to Cress, and that was the reason why, when we got home from Kazakhstan, I felt so miserable. Because at some point during that ski trip, I'd realized that we weren't a match. I just knew. Cress, I think, knew as well. There was massive affection, deep and abiding loyalty, but not love everlasting. She was always clear about not wanting to take on the stresses of being a royal, and I was never sure I wanted to ask her to do so. And this unalterable fact, though it had been lurking in the background for some time, became undeniable on those Kazakh slopes. Suddenly it was clear. This can't work. How odd, I thought. Every time we go skiing, a revelation. The day after we got home from Kazakhstan, I phoned a mate who was also close with Cress. I told him about my feelings and asked for advice. Without hesitation, the mate said that if it was done, it must be done quickly. So I drove straight over to see Cress. She was staying with a friend. Her bedroom was on the ground floor, windows looking onto the street. I heard cars and people going by as I sat gingerly on the bed and told her my thinking. She nodded. None of it seemed to surprise her. These things had been on her mind as well. "I've learned so much from you, Cress." She nodded. She looked at the floor, tears running down her cheeks. Damn, I thought. She helped me cry. and now I'm leaving her in tears.